Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 28th, 2024. I'm going to take a look today at some of what was in the news in Maine during the week of Thanksgiving 100 years ago in 1924. From the Ellsworth American, quote, "The Bangor Chamber of Commerce is again planning to keep important highways leading into Bangor open to automobile traffic during this winter. This includes the road from Ellsworth to Bangor. The plan does not contemplate the removal of snow down to the roadbed, but by adjustment of the plows to leave a coating for good sledding. This, it is claimed, hardening under traffic and repeat plowings will remain on for sledding longer than undisturbed snow," end quote. In the Lewiston Sun Journal, a local shop advertised, quote, "Fancy quality, freshly killed northern turkeys for 43 cents per pound." And if you didn't feel like cooking, at Auburn Lunch, they were offering a special Thanksgiving dinner with table service that included half a grapefruit, Boston Market celery, queen olives, roast stuffed Vermont turkey, giblet gravy, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, mashed marrow squash, boiled onions and cream, old-fashioned English plum pudding with hard sauce, and your choice of coffee, tea, or milk for $1 per person. Portlanders of all ages will remember the annual Thanksgiving morning football game between the city's two high schools, Portland and Daring. 100 years ago, it was already considered a tradition, and the Thanksgiving 1924 edition of the Portland Press-Herald reported that Daring was slightly favored that year, quote, "because of greater drive," end quote. But they added that Portland was also strong defensively, and 7,000 spectators were expected to attend the game that morning. This year's game, the 112th, starts at 10 a.m., the same time as 100 years ago, at Fitzpatrick Stadium in Portland. WGME Channel 13 reports that this is the first time in a while that both teams are coming off spectacular seasons. So if you hop in the car now, you might be able to make it down to Portland in time for kickoff. In 1924, Thanksgiving was often referred to as Union Thanksgiving, and in some cases, churches were holding celebrations that included members of other denominations in observation of the holiday. Designating one date as a national unified Thanksgiving Day was part of an effort to bring the states together in the years following the Civil War. Quoting Christian McWhorter, Lincoln historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, quote, "One of Lincoln's most famous correspondents was Sarah J. Hale, who sent him the following letter after writing a series of editorials in Godey's Lady Book, a popular women's periodical at the time that she edited, on the need for a national day of Thanksgiving. Americans already celebrated the holiday at different times in different places, but Hale wanted a specific national day of giving thanks to God for the blessings received during the past year. The Civil War context made such a day even more necessary, as both sides occasionally proclaimed days of Thanksgiving to recognize and potentially foster divine support for their respective causes. Lincoln proved receptive to Hale's ideas and officially declared the last Thursday in November, quote, as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens, end quote. He added in an October 3, 1863 proclamation written by Secretary of State William H. Seward that Americans should, quote, with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience, command to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it, as soon as may be consistent with divine purposes, to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union," end quote. The holiday has been observed nationally on the same day since that time. You can read more at the Presidential Library at presidentlincoln.illinois.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Whether you are celebrating, mourning, spending time alone, or with friends and family, I hope your day goes well today. We here at WERU are thankful for all of you and each other, the community that makes what we do possible. Around Town, the Pumpkin Pie for a Breakfast Edition will be back tomorrow morning at 8. We'll see you then.